We want to remind everybody that they can join us here nearly every week at the Chase Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org. Right now, panel time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Adam, the driver of a semi-trailer truck in Michigan did not initially believe police when they flagged him down and told him that he had driven the last 4 miles with what?
His truck open.
No.
Should we give him a hint?
Give him a hint.
Something was attached.
Yes, something. There, he didn't know.
Oh, with a wheelchair on the front bumper.
Yes, there was a man in his wheelchair attached to the front bumper.
Yeah.
Who was fine, by the way. You know, they stopped the truck and the guy was like, do it again.
Guy ended up 700 miles away going, I'm good.
He was great. He had the best time.
I want to know what kind of wheelchair that is. That must be some
wheelchair.
What? Serious wheelchair.
So this 21-year-old man was at a gas station. He was in his wheelchair, and he was wheeling by the wheelchair, and somehow his handles got stuck in the grill. And the truck driver got back in the truck and took off, you know. And police responded when they received a call saying, you're not going to believe this. So police quickly flagged down the driver, and they pointed the guy. So there's this guy, and the guy was fine. One police spokesman said, quote, the man spilled a soda pop, but he wasn't upset.
The man spent the next 3 hours picking bugs out of his teeth.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is kind of hard to envision the set of circumstances that led to him getting his handles stuck in the front grill of a truck.
Yes, and it is a little strange.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of like, what was he doing that close to the front of the truck at a gas station?
How do you think he ended up in the wheelchair in the first place?